This is Ozarks at Large. Recently, we've been monitoring the public school employee insurance crisis in Arkansas. The fund is running a $53 million deficit, and teachers are facing an almost 50% increase in premiums if nothing is done. Is a consensus forming to allow Governor Mike Beebe to call a special session to shore up this fund? This weekend, Senate Insurance Committee Chairman Jason Rapert appeared on the political television program Capital View, which is hosted by Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas and David Goins. Last Friday afternoon, senators met to talk about a potential special session, and during an interview on Capital View, Roby asked Senator Rapert what was the result of that meeting.
I actually conferenced with some of the senators afterwards. I actually was in another meeting, but of course I've been almost in daily meetings, frankly, that are conference calls. Where we're at is we're starting to reach consensus. There's definitely consensus that we have to do something short term. Obviously in 2010, when the adequacy report requested that the governor and the legislature put $47 million more into the public school employee plan, they did not do that. And so we're at a point where we do not have a choice what we're going to do here if you're going to have a plan at all. And so where we're at is that we do seem to be having consensus come around the fact that this short-term plan, hopefully everybody will be able to support the 10%, which is the national average, by the way. Everyone in Arkansas and across the country is experiencing premium insurance increases.
That's so, the 10% you're referring to, a 10% premium increase.
That's right. No one went into this thinking that you could maintain no increase whatsoever. So what we've ended up settling on is what is the national average increase. But people in Arkansas need to remember, just 2 years ago, teachers had an increase. Last year, they had a 21% increase. So when you think about it, in some cases, some of them say they've already had a 50% increase. Facing another 48% spike in those premiums January 1 is just untenable. So the short term is coming together easily. The longer term, we've been battling out making sure that we have the money and resources to do that. At the same time, reform some elements of the Employee Benefits Board, the Life and Health Board and the Employee Benefits Division, because there's been some bad decisions that's left us in this situation.
First on the short-term part, that $50 million plus that essentially the plan is short of, $43 million was the number that was kind of tossed out after Speaker David Carter met with Governor Beebe and some other legislators earlier in the week. Does that $43 million number seem that's pretty much the number we're looking at, or could that change?
That is. I was in that meeting, as a matter of fact, and frankly, it was not $43 million to begin that meeting.
It changed.
And I personally support the fact that if you're going to maintain a public school employee insurance plan, you have got to take action so that you do not continue to have participants flee that plan.
Was it lower?
Actually, it was higher.
It was higher, okay.
It was lower to begin with. Mm-hmm. And I said, if you do this, you're going to lay on them another 30% increase over what they've already had just a year ago. You're basically saying we don't want you to participate in this plan. So what I've said is that we can't undo the mistakes of the past. We can't even make excuses for it and definitely don't want to defend it. But we can take action on where we are at now. We have teachers in every county in this state, over 200 school districts in this state, over 83,000 participants that are bus drivers, they're cafeteria workers, they're support personnel, and these teachers. And they are supported by taxpayers. And I think that sometimes is forgotten here. This is not a bailout of a private entity. These are the people that said, we are called to teach. We are called to work in our school districts. And they're supported by taxpayer money. And frankly, the employer has not taken care of the issues to make sure the plan is fiscally sound. That's what the governor and the legislatures are going to attempt to do now.
So there's consensus gelling on this short-term solution, $43 million plus a 10% premium increase for teachers in the next year. What about the long-term solutions? There has to be consensus on that before the governor is going to call a special session. Restructuring the insurance board, requiring deductibles to change, maybe steering more people into the bronze plans. What are the long-term solutions that you're looking at that are the highlights?
You've actually articulated the points very well. Number one, the gold plan had no deductible on it. There have been some increases in the copays on that plan, but there was consensus we'd like to see what a deductible would look like there, just for the sake of making sure to understand you can't continue to have that kind of plan. We need to increase understanding, number one, and utilization, number two, of the bronze plan with HSA accounts. a lot of teachers have told us they simply didn't understand that they could put money into that HSA account and carry it over year to year. So a lot of the people that are actually utilizing the plan, they say they love it. Because you have to understand, if they got to the end of their career and they had not used up all of the balance in the HSA account, they get to actually keep that. That's their money.
How does restructuring the insurance board help the situation? It doesn't seem like that changes anything fundamentally to me.
Well, even teachers, if you go out to that Facebook page they have and see those nearly 10,000 people, they're very upset that a lot of decisions were not made earlier on that would have kept the plan sound. Now, we would like to add a couple of positions to the board. We've asked the governor to please appoint people that have more employee benefits background, insurance background. It's always nice for people to get an appointment to a board, but you need people on that board that can actually make decisions with an understanding of what the impacts are going to be. And so, in addition to having good teacher representation and state employee representation, because that board governs both, we need to have people that understand the impact of insurance. So you're going to see that. You also will see a move to change some of the benefits at some point.
A couple items here in the last minute. One, over the rest of this weekend into Monday and Tuesday, October 15th has been kind of floated as a day to, all right, do we have consensus on long-term or not? Are we going to have a special session? Do you think we'll get there by Tuesday?
I think we're going to get there. We already have people that are signing on to co-sponsor these bills. We already have people that have worked on these drafts. And the House is talking. The Senate is talking. And here's what I can tell you. If we don't reach the consensus and know that we have the votes, there does not need to be a special session. I started this whole debate and started this whole discussion from my perspective. When we begin to debate this, I said we need to come together and actually make a decision to fix this plan. As you know, not everybody wanted to have that session. All of those voices have come together. The people that agree with me, we need to fix it. I think we're going to get it done.
Yes or no, does ethics make the call for the special session, do you think?
No, and that's a very good point. And here's the thing. The crisis right now is the teacher health insurance program. And I have asked to make sure that we are able to get that consensus. Please don't invoke other issues that would detract from that. And as you know, there's been some things that have been brought up that have the ability to derail the whole consensus package. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping that everybody can come together, focus on the issue at hand. Let's do our business and let's go home.
That was Senate Insurance Committee Chairman Jason Rapert talking to Roby Rock and his co-host David Goins on the political television program Capital View. The show can be seen Sunday mornings on KARK Channel 4 in the Central Arkansas market. To see the full interview, you can visit talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.